Welcome back, everybody, to another Therapy Thursday episode where we're going to...
And another one.
Where apparently we're gonna keep up the random songs that we always introduce at the beginning, right? We did Shady's man. Back. Guess who's back? Ashad is back. He's still back. Yeah. Now another one. Maybe we'll throw some Drake in there next week. Who knows? You know. It's a little Wayne. I don't know.
Change up the genre a little bit, maybe. I think we've been sticking too close to the rap, so maybe we'll do some smooth jazz or, you know, some EDM.
So we're gonna do something that doesn't have lyrics?
Probably, yeah.
How's that gonna help?
Anyway, how has your week been, Matt? Wow, second time I'm asking you on the air in like 2 months.
I know, it's weird to have you act, to have another person around, to talk, to have a human connection. It's so weird.
It definitely is.
My week's been really good.
Yeah, you know, I saw a picture of you on Instagram. I don't think I've ever seen you smile like that.
Funnily enough, that's actually a picture from a few weeks ago, or months ago.
Because
my hair is longer, I needed to post for a selfie contest. So I would just like found the last selfie I took. So... threw that bad boy up there, and apparently everybody's like, damn, you look good. I'm like, all right, what's up? Let's go.
Yeah, so you lied to everyone on social media. Is that what
you're... Well, they're going to hear this shit, so no, I didn't lie, okay?
How do you know they're not? We have a lot of listeners.
That's what I said, they're going to hear it, so I didn't lie. No, yeah, I think it was from like 2 months ago, because I cut my hair real short. I had like a Britney moment before the new year where I just like shaved it down to nothing. And it's growing back, but in the photo, it's a little bit longer, so it's a little bit older. But I'm still me. I'm still me, baby. Don't worry. I'm not catfishing anybody. I'm still grooving.
Sure you are. Anyway, so how was the rest of your week, barring the picture that now I know wasn't from this week, therefore can't determine your mental state from it.
Pretty good. You know. For a while there, it's like things were kind of bumpy. There's just been like a lot of stress going on, like all over the world, right? Like from elections to more election shit to COVID shit to financial aid shit to like all these little different things. And at work, we kind of wrapped up one of our projects. It's mostly done now, which was good. It also kind of gave me an opportunity to kind of revitalize some of like my career goals in a sense, because I had to be basically on a live demo with the customer for 3 weeks, which I talked about a little bit in one of the episodes where like one of the solo Therapy Thursdays where I said, you know, hey, I'm doing this thing and like it's nice because I'm doing it and my coworkers don't want to do it, like I don't want to talk, like just you talk, even though it can be kind of stressful and frustrating, but I'm like trying to like narrate like them what to do on the test, and then also like tell the customer like this is the test we're doing and this is why. And then there's sometimes when like, you know, I have my mic off and they have their mic off because they're kind of in a different area for COVID precautions, and I'll just hear them go like, it's not working, and I'm just like, yeah, so give us another minute, or you know, or we're gonna like change, just because some tests, you know, will take like 5 minutes to do, right? You're just waiting there for 5 minutes for like a reboot or something.
Right.
And it's like, so how is your day, Mr. Customer? And how do you feel? And like, fortunately, like I've worked with the same customer for a long time. So I have like a reputation with them, and it's nice, right? I have a little bit of rapport, and we could just talk about like kind of random things. But also I'm trying to keep everybody on pace to finish. So it was a little bit stressful, but wrapping that up was good. And overall, just I feel more like, I don't know if it's the weather, because we're starting to get warm again. I just feel more like energetic and like.
When did it get cold?
Yeah, SoCal's never really cold. It's just,
yeah, we live in SoCal, man. It was 80 degree weather while Texas was going through a freeze. Like
we only have two seasons. It's like summer and spring, and then it's spring light and summer light, or summer max or whatever, or summer XS max if we're doing the iPhone iPhone naming, where it's like gets really hot for like 1 week, it's 100 degrees and then that's it.
XS max pro.
Yeah, the summer pro. Yeah, so it's you know, overall it's been pretty good, and like I was having, you know, like I would just notice I would be anxious doing nothing sometimes, and that's kind of subsided a bit, which is good. And I think it's like I'm finally over that, like, because, you know, when you start meditating and working out and trying to tackle these issues, it's not instant, right? Because the stress you're going through wasn't instant. It built up over time, and it led to this anxious feeling and these anxious thoughts and these cycles that we get into. So it takes a long time to break it. So I think I'm kind of over that, like, roller coaster hump, and, like, I'm finally enjoying the drop and not just the going up part, which is the kind of the exciting part, but also the anxious part. We're like, holy shit, that we've been climbing for 3 minutes now. Like, when are we gonna actually drop? You know. So, it's been better, and hopefully it continues to do so, and continue to do the work. So, yeah,
that's awesome. No more tingly feelings.
Very, very slight stuff like that. What I realized was I was getting a lot of, like, goosebumps, and that's why I was feeling like tingliness on my skin kind of stuff. And it was a combination. I've, like, looked it up. I'm like, goosebumps. And everybody's like, yeah, it shit happens when, like, you're overstressed or you're cold. And I'm like, am I cold? And then, you know, I would, like, turn the heater on. And I'm like, okay, I'm definitely not cold. It's hot in the room. And then I think once you realize that things are just, like, normal, right, you don't have to freak about, like, sensations, because you realize, like, oh, okay, it's just goosebumps, and, like, I've dealt with that before, right? But when you're like, wow, I'm getting, like, tingliness or, like, this or whatever, it is weird. But the more you focus on it, the more you're gonna, like, have it, because you're just stressing your body out. So I'd be, like, tired, really, really, really tired, and I'm like, why am I so tired? And then it's like, oh, well, you know, you're tensing, you're tensing up all day, right? You're like tensing at work and whatever, because you know, people are pissing you off or whatever, for whatever reason, right? Not so much, like,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah. I was actually thinking about your tingliness, and, you know, a possible theory is that you might have developed some magical powers.
Oh,
because I've heard that feels tingly. Mm-hmm. So you should try some abracadabra or some shit.
So I have I have spider senses, but it just tells me when I'm being anxious, right?
Yeah. I mean, if that's what your superpower is, sure.
It's like, oh god, I need to get out of this situation. I'm about to feel.
My spidey senses are tingling.
Yeah. What about you? How has everything been with yourself?
I mean, everything's been good. I'm finally getting back into the habit of, you know, doing my nightly meditations, working out again. I went on a run this morning. I've been trying to go on runs in the mornings. So slowly getting back to, you know, my normal routine, in a sense, except now I have more crap to do because I'm a homeowner and there's all kinds of fun stuff to do at the house. I had to fix my sprinkler head this morning, so that was fun. But it's been good, man. I had a like a work meeting, and it was like a pretty big one. So we decided with some, like, close coworkers to, like, get together and, like, have the meeting, like, at one of the coworkers' house. So that was an interesting experience, just, like, seeing, you know, six other people that I don't usually see in one place, like, no masks on. I mean, I trusted them all, right? And, like, we all sort of knew that everyone was being safe and all that, but it was still a very interesting feeling at first, you know, just walking in, like, having no masks on, and I was a little bit quiet at first and trying to get situated, but then, you know, once that passed, it was like business as usual. We were having some wine, having a good time, you know, all that good stuff. But on the way there, I had, like, this little, like, freak out, oh shit moment. So I was, I hadn't had food yet, right? And I do intermittent fasting, so I don't eat till 12. So I ate a little bit earlier. I made some oatmeal. I hopped in the car and I started driving. I was just going to eat on my way there. So I started eating, and then, like, the roof of my mouth, I feel something weird, right? And I'm like, what the hell is that? It's like some, you know, oatmeal stuck up there. So I keep trying to take it off and it's not coming off. So then I, like, look in the mirror, and I was getting, like, this bump inside the roof of my mouth. Like, holy shit, am I having an allergic reaction? I'm like, is my throat going to swell up right now and I'm not going to be able to breathe? So I had, like, 5 seconds of, like, freak out. And then I'm like, I've had this oatmeal before. I've been completely fine. Maybe I just burned myself. And it's just, like, one part. It's not spreading anywhere. And then, so, like, I took a second. I was like, all right, like, I think it's fine. I had some water. You know, I stopped eating the oatmeal for a little bit. And then, you know, it stopped growing. And it was there for, like, half an hour. And then slowly started going away. So, just, like, one of those weird things. Sort of like you were when you were saying, you know, it's like your body just does weird things sometimes. Or, like it was just a weird thing that my body did and then just went away. And then it was gone. I didn't even think about it again, but...
yeah, it's like
that was my little like freak out moment, like, you know, 10 second freak out of the week.
Yeah, your body will do weird things that you never notice until you're looking for weird things that your body's doing. Yeah, and then you notice every little thing, right? Like,
yeah,
in my case, like my big toe would like go numb at work, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on with my big toe? And it's like, oh, well, you're sitting like cross-legged in your chair in this really weird ass position, and like, you know, the chair I was on doesn't have very much padding because they're work chairs and, you know, just like standard office chairs. So I'm like, oh, get up and move and don't sit in that weird position, right?
That's hilarious.
So there are things like that. But then there's also like my throat's feeling weird or like how do I explain this, right? And for most things, if you just wait and don't pay attention to it, it'll go away. And I wish I could be that person like 100% of the time. You know, like the people where you're just like, hey, man, you should probably get that cut looked at. Like somebody's got like a clear infection, like they got cut in their arm or their hand. And you're like, that shouldn't be swelling with pus. Like, nah, that'd be fine, man. Like,
I'm usually okay. Like that for most things, but then some things I don't know. I think it just depends.
Yeah, it's definitely a slippery slope.
Depends on how like everything else, is going on. But like, if I'm obviously stressed out already or like have something going on, then it's like every little thing, right, is gonna trigger you. But then, like when I was doing work on the house. And I just had a lot of shit going on and really wasn't thinking about it. I would get cuts all the time and I just didn't give a shit. Like, I'm finally healing some of those cuts. Like, I have cuts on my fingers that have been here for like 3 weeks now. Because, like, I just keep, like, they keep opening and, like, I keep getting paint on them and mud and just all kinds of other crap, right? Like, just working. Mm-hmm. So they're finally starting to heal. One of them healed. I got two more that are slowly getting there.
It's good. I mean, yeah, if it'll want. Yeah. Open wounds, but yep. But yeah, and you know the anyway. Yeah.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, I was gonna say like the sooner that you I think like get out of your head for some of those things is the better because like it's such a weird contrast like one day out of the week like just remembering that I had like a really good like conversation with my friend, they had a really great time, and then something happened after, and like all of a sudden it was just like holy shit, like. I'm going to die or something, right? Like, it just was, like, a weird contrast of, like, feelings and emotions. And then it's just, like, okay, just go sit down, relax. Like, you know, I don't, like, I thought about something. And whatever that thought was and that pattern, like, led to, like, an adrenaline dump. And basically, I was just, like, through the roof for 5, you know, minutes or so. And I was, like, what the hell did I do? What did I say? You know, and then, you know, you feel weird and you're, like, eating. And you're, like, wait, did I eat something I shouldn't eat? Am I, you know, am I having a reaction kind of thing, right?
Oh,
and then, you know, you start kind of like freaking out, but because you freak out in that moment, you freak out even more, right? And then you're just like, I need help immediately. Who's home? Help. I've fallen. I can't get up. I have anxiety.
No, I think the important thing is with anything, right? You know, take a deep breath, take a step back, you know, sort of, like you said, get out of your, like, that moment for a minute and just, like, look at it objectively before you freak out. I mean, some situations, maybe you do need to freak out, right?
Yeah.
It's not always that you don't need to, but like, especially if you're like prone to anxiety, like it might make sense to like take a step back for a moment and go like, you know, take a deep breath, just think about it. Like, you know, how serious is this really? Is this really a problem? You know, is it subsiding? Is it getting worse? Whatever it is, go through those steps.
Yeah. And if you know you have anxiety, you know that that's probably what it is. Right. Yeah, it's probably playing tricks on you. So like a lot of times if you feel something new, you're like, oh my God, why am I developing like this muscle twitch or something, right? Because I've had like twitching and it'll be like from just being stressed.
Yeah.
Or maybe like also like I'm probably low on like sodium or potassium or magnesium or whatever, right? So I'm like, oh, let me drink
all
like
the other easiums.
Yeah, the easiums. So then I would like drink a Gatorade or drink like a Pedialyte or something. Just be like, okay, maybe I am low. Like, let me drink more of these types of things. And it, you know, it seems like then help, right? But you can also just have it kind of psychosomatically and randomly, and you're just like, shit, what the fuck is that?
Yep.
And the next thing you know, you're going through Google thinking you have some crazy disease, but you're like, the onset for this disease is like 12 years. And right. You're like, I've had this symptom for you know, 30 minutes.
I've only been born for 11 years.
yeah, you know what I mean? But yeah. And there are super rare cases where people get crazy diseases when they're really young, but it's one of those things that, like, you know, it's pretty diagnosable through different imaging and blood tests and things. And, you know, if you feel that that's something you want to get checked out, go get it checked out. But certainly it's like, can be kind of scary in that moment, right? Especially with like your mouth, you're thinking,
all right, Matt, this is a Therapy Thursday episode. Let's take
shut,
it back a notch.
Shut your mouth. Okay.
Let's take it back a notch. See, this is what I mean, guys. I'm sorry I wasn't here for those 2 weeks where Matt had to just keep talking.
I think the episodes were actually really
sometimes
short.
Sometimes some of us have to rein him in and make sure that he doesn't just keep going, because Matt can talk for days. It's not a bad thing, except when you're recording a podcast.
I'm going to go cry.
No, you're not. I'll give you a shoulder to cry on. Anyway, it's the episode for this week, guys. We'll talk about the rest of what Matt was talking about in our next episode, maybe, which is a full episode. You know?
Every episode's a full episode.
Talk a little bit longer. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Till next time.